Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see what you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
When you're separating from the military, no one tells you how hard it can be to get your civilian life up to speed. But with VA benefits, it doesn't have to be. From the VA home loan requiring no down payment, to the GI Bill covering tuition, books, and cost of living, to VA healthcare offering top-ranked, low-cost care designed specifically for veterans, all the support you need is at VA. I'm here telling every veteran because I wish someone had told me. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
What's worse than an ad interrupting your favorite music or podcast? That uninspired coffee you've been drinking while working. Which is why Flavia is elevating your everyday coffee experience. Now you can enjoy cafe quality beverages like coffee, tea, frothy lattes, and creamy hot chocolate made right in your home office, actual office, or wherever you want to upgrade your mug with bold, delicious flavors. Visit Flavia.com to shop the collection of machines and beverages now.
Welcome back to Mama Mystery. I am your host, Kelly. And if you're enjoying my podcast, Mama Mystery, then you'll love the new true crime podcast, Mind of a Serial Killer. What drives someone to commit the unthinkable? How does an ordinary person transform into a serial killer? Well, if you've ever been curious about the twisted psychology behind the world's most infamous criminals, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. From Jeffrey Dahmer to Ted Bundy to the Night Stalker, Mind of a Serial Killer takes you deep into the chilling minds of history's most terrifying murderers. Featuring expert analysis from licensed psychologist Dr. Tristan Ingalls, discover what drove the world's most notorious serial killers to commit such horrific acts. Check out this special preview, and then follow Mind of a Serial Killer, a Crime House Studios original. New episodes drop every Monday. Again, that's Mind of a Serial Killer. Follow now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know the names Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. You may even know their stories, but on this show, you're also going to get inside their minds. This is Mind of a Serial Killer, a Crime House original. I'm Vanessa Richardson. I've been telling stories about serial killers for years, and I've always wondered, how could someone be capable of such violence? But doing my own research isn't enough. To get the full picture, I needed an expert.
My name is Dr. Tristan Ingalls. As a licensed clinical and forensic psychologist, I've dedicated my career to helping violent offenders lower their risk of reoffending. As Vanessa takes you through the stories of history's most famous serial killers, I'll be analyzing their minds, their motives, and their murders. That's what makes this podcast different.
Mind of a Serial Killer is a Crime House original. Every Monday, join us as we explore the psyches of the world's most frightening offenders. Follow now on your favorite podcast platform.
Check out this clip.
In our last episode, we focused on Jeffrey Dahmer's shifting feelings after his first murder when he killed Stephen Hicks in 1978. Elation, arousal, and eventually guilt and fear. We talked about his attempts to push down those emotions, mainly through the abuse of alcohol. Although he was able to fight off his violent urges for a while, by the late 80s, he wasn't able to hold them back anymore. And on the night of November 21st, 1987, 27-year-old Jeffrey Dahmer killed his second victim, a young man named Stephen Twomey. According to him, he had no memory of actually doing it.
There's a lot of different reasons why that can occur. For some, it's due to a heightened state of psychosis or mania. A lot of times there's a loss of memory during those states just because you're disoriented, you're not in touch with reality. There's also reasons that can happen from substance use or misuse or dependence that can also create impairment in memory. And in some cases, for people with long-term dependency on alcohol, there's a thing called Korsakoff syndrome, which can actually create an amnestic sort of process. I don't think that's what's happening here with Jeffrey. There's another aspect here of like a dissociative rage. And I think that is what explains Jeffrey's behavior in this case, if he truly does not remember it.
Is there a possibility that he could have just lied about not remembering?
Yes. That's the another thing. Like I said, if he truly doesn't remember it, it could likely have been a dissociative rage, but also he's intentionally not wanting to remember it, consciously or subconsciously repressing the memory because it's discomforting to him.
Whether Jeffrey actually remembered killing Stephen Twomey or not, he still had a big problem on his hands. What to do with the body? Somehow he had to get it out of the hotel undetected, then figure out what to do with it from there. So he hung the Do Not Disturb sign on the door, then headed for the nearest department store and picked up the biggest wheeled suitcase he could find. When he got back to the hotel, he managed to cram the body inside. Then waited until the middle of the night and called a cab. Jeffrey didn't have a car of his own at this point, so he couldn't drive to the middle of nowhere and dump the remains. He had to take it home. And remember, he was still living with his 83-year-old grandmother, Catherine, at the time. Mind of a Serial Killer is a Crime House original. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow now on your favorite podcast platform.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.